Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Due to some nearby farms, we get a lot of doves around our house. While their back and forth calls can be fun to hear, it can get pretty annoying when it's right outside the bedroom window before daybreak. But the other day, watching a huge flock of them, it got me thinking about the significance of doves and quail in Scripture and how God used them to teach Israel about His provision. In order to get the full context of the lesson, we need to back up to Exodus 16. The Israelites, freshly freed from Egypt, grumbled about being hungry. So God provided, but He also tested Israel's trust by providing just what they needed. When the people disobeyed by gathering more manna than they could eat in one day, God made it rot instantly. Then they did not plan for the extra day on the sixth day as God instructed, so they lacked for food on the seventh day. This test of their faith in God's perfect provision was a major failure. Fast forward to Numbers 11. God had been providing quail in limited quantities to supplement the continuous manna. The Israelites began to overwhelm Moses as they complained about their lavish diets back in Egypt. The Lord then told Moses to tell them, in essence, "You want quail? I'll give you quail. I'll give you a month's worth of quail." Now, most scholars believe the quail was provided as alive, but very easy to catch and kill, as this would preserve it and allow for them to just take what they need. But God, knowing full well their lustful cravings, provided tons of quail all at once. The people killed and took far more than they needed and gorged themselves on quail with no restraint. God, knowing the sin in their hearts, instantly struck them with disease and plague. Another failure. You know, we might be tempted to think of how stupid Israel is. God was providing. Just follow the rules, guys. Well, maybe we should take a minute and listen to ourselves. How often does God provide for us, for our own good, just what we need? And in our worldly cravings, we complain, we want more, and we overindulge in mistrust of His future provision. I'm guilty as charged. So often we violate what Christ instructs us to do in Matthew 6 when He says, "Don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. Focus on today." Sometimes, like the Israelites longing for the riches of Egypt, we long to keep or maintain our comfortable life and miss out on utter dependence on God's provision for today, in every way, for food, for shelter, and most importantly, spiritual strength to abide in Him.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.